Detainees in the Manus Island Detention Centre say attempts by PNG immigration authorities to make them move will lead to violence. Immigration officials and police have told the men inside one of the centre's main accommodation compounds that they must go to a transit centre near the main town on Manus Island. Power and water are expected to be cut off to the compound today, and the 100 men who remain inside could be arrested. However, those men say they're determined to resist the pressure, as Papua New Guinea correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
Immigration authorities refer to the refugees in the Manus Island Detention Centre as residents. If that term is accurate, then they're being kicked out of home.
Day by day, the ABF, Australian Immigration, they are trying to put more pressure on us to force us to leave RPC1. So it's the place going to be a big mess and we have no choice.
Iranian refugee Fawad Azad is one of the residents of the Foxtrot accommodation compound, which immigration authorities are trying to close as they attempt to meet the October deadline to shut down the detention facility.
I am in Fox. I don't have any option. I have no place to go.
The 100 men left in Foxtrot have been told they can move to the nearby Oscar and Delta compounds on a temporary basis. Iranian asylum seeker Farhad Rahimi says those compounds don't have much room left.
The camps are already overcrowded and we cannot move anywhere. We don't have any place to go and live.
The refugees and asylum seekers are being told to move to a so-called transit centre near the island's main town. The transit centre can accommodate less than 300 people, but there are more than 700 refugees on Manus, an indication the government expects hundreds to be resettled in either the US or elsewhere in Papua New Guinea before the detention centre closes. Despite threats to cut the power and water to Foxtrot compound, Iranian refugee Baruz Bouchani says most of the men are refusing to move.
So what will happen? I really worry that on coming weeks or coming days, some violence will happen.
For the last 2 days, Papua New Guinea police have entered the compound, telling Foxtrot residents to move. Baruz Bouchani says most of the men aren't listening.
I think it is a clear message and the government should know that these people in Manus, most of them don't want to leave the center and there is no way. They have to use force if they want to take people out and put them in the community and resettle people in PNG.
Iranian refugee Baruz Bouchani, ending that report from Eric Torchek.